Chapter 18. In estrangement, one seeks pretexts. With all persistence, he picks a quarrel. The fool takes no delight in understanding, but rather in displaying what he thinks. With wickedness comes contempt, and with disgrace comes scorn. The words from a man's mouth are deep waters, but the source of wisdom is a flowing brook. It is not good to be partial to the guilty, and so to reject a rightful claim. The fool's lips lead him into strife, and his mouth provokes a beating. The fool's mouth is his ruin, his lips are a snare to his life. The words of a talebearer are like dainty morsels that sink into one's inmost being. The man who is slack in his work is own brother to the man who is destructive. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the just man runs to it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, he fancies it a high wall. Before his downfall, a man's heart is haughty, but humility goes before honors. He who answers before he hears, his is the folly and the shame. A man's spirit sustains him in infirmity, but a broken spirit who can bear? The mind of the intelligent gains knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift clears the way for him, and gains him access to great men. The man who pleads his case first seems to be in the right, then his opponent comes and puts him to the test. The lot puts an end to disputes, and is decisive in a controversy between the mighty. A brother is a better defense than a strong city, and a friend is like the bars of a castle. From the fruit of his mouth a man has his fill. With the yield of his lips he sates himself. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who make it a friend shall eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds happiness. It is a favor he receives from the Lord. The poor man implores, but the rich man answers harshly. Some friends bring ruin on us, but a true friend is more loyal than a brother.